Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
It's a great day to get your spooky on. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show with me together on Mosaic of Voices from the Arts, Politics, Personal Growth, and Justice. How are you? You know, Halloween just around the corner, colliding with Election Day. And it's also Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction weekend, so lots to catch up on, musically speaking, and in measured doses from the cultural cacophony. Your Forgotten 45s are in the mix, as are you. You're listening live. It is Friday, October 29th, 12 noon out west, 2 p.m. Central, 3 o'clock here in the east. Our number creaking along, 347-857-4505. Taking along for that live ride, avail yourself of the PopNet chat box and or the Facebook page, Twitter, of course, 24-7, at AB Writes, all being held by the spooktacular TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Old Navy. There's still time to fall in for great styles and savings, I can say it, at Old Navy. And by PopNet, arts, culture, conversation, on air, online, up and running 24-7, and scaring up select editions of the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show and those robust roundtables. So nothing to fear here, not even the Reaper. Let's get started on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Happy to have you aboard.
Don't feel the reaper, nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain. Need I say, come on, baby, don't Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Show Forgotten Halloween 45 for Dina. Thanks for chiming in. And twice as nice for Tina Turner entering the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this weekend as a solo act. She's already in with her ex-husband Ike Turner, of course, but that great rousing tune Steel Claw from way back when. And scaring up some classic Blue Oyster Cult, Don't Fear the Reaper for Johnny Fever's Hangover, Nixie and Sid. Party of regulars all. I'm playing with you in real time. Speaking of which, let's play with our unofficial unscientific listener surveys. Favorite Halloween candy? What are you giving out, or what do you like to eat, or both? Usually that goes hand in hand, because in case they don't come, the kids, you got to have leftovers, right? And also your favorite Halloween movies. Weigh in. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. Should you find yourself joining us live for the Friday, October 29th show, Facebook page, PopNet chat box available too. And yeah, we'll take on the cultural cacophony, some political things happening. Virginia's governor race. Ooh, it's coming down to book banning? Critical race theory? We'll talk about it. All kinds of other stuff too. Weigh in on the Amy Beth Darkaway Show as we hitch a ride on the ghost train.
Everybody talks about some fateful day, and I guess that this was mine. I may be here to tell some kind of story, but I think it's gonna take a little time. That's alright. See him rocking in a cradle out of hall somewhere, and I am lost inside. Maybe I am falling, maybe I am flying, but I know if I am crying, she's holding me. And then the sky broke up, and then the rain came down, and it washed away everything on the ground. Wash it away, wash it away. Bottle filled with lightning and rain. He keeps calling out for someone, but she's riding on a train, riding on the ghost train. But she keeps on riding. She's gonna keep on riding. Mama, keep on riding. Just leave to got that bottle filled with lightning and rain. He keeps calling out for someone, but she's riding on a train. Riding on the Gold Stream, yeah, she keeps on riding. That bottle filled with the lightning and rain. He keeps calling out for someone, but she's riding on a train. Riding on the Gold Stream. Riding on the Gold Stream.
Wash it away, wash it away.
Riding on the Gold Stream. Riding on the Gold Stream. Riding on the Gold Stream.
Dishonored our past by selling my bedroom.
Was Election Day an insurrection?
You know, I think the election was what it was.
Australia currently, make no mistake, is a tyrannical, police state. Its citizens are quite literally being imprisoned against their will. So when do we deploy?
I think what's significant about this is that Donald Trump found his way to enjoying the White House. I think you would agree with that.
Yeah.
Spend many a weekend there when a lot of people...
We also worked through the whole weekend.
I agree with that also.
The upcoming holiday season is already being referred to as Biden's Blue Christmas.
Let's go, Brandon. I yield back.
Let's go, Brandon.
We are living now through a modern digital civil rights movement. You could call me the new Rosa Parks.
The left is desperate to continue the pandemic.
You're putting eggs in people's bodies. It's an egg that hatches into a synthetic parasite and grows inside your body.
I talk to the president all the time. I talked to him that day. My understanding is, from my memory, I talked to him after the attack happened and we were moved to the chamber. I may have talked to him before. I don't know. But all I'm saying is I had nothing to do with any of this. So that to me is just...
Washington Post called me a gun-toting calendar girl. And Politico magazine said that I was the Lady Trump. And I don't care. Ban vaccine mandates. Ban critical race theory. And stop voter fraud.
Show. We also heard from the newly minted Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, those groundbreaking gals who went from punk to pop, and they finally made it in. The Go-Go's will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There's that great documentary running on Showtime and other places these days that track their trials and triumphs, and also they're grousing about not getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Guess what, gals? You're going in this weekend. Indeed. And Alice Cooper. Welcome to my nightmare, Vintage Halloween, with a wink and a nod to Dondi and Erica. Thank you for the kind words via the PopNet chat box and Twitter, respectively. Lincoln Project having some fun with the week that was in the GOP, the craziness there, and so many comments and nuttiness from everybody from Rudy Giuliani to Mara Trump, Trump's daughter-in-law, who actually had the chutzpah to say that Trump liked hanging out in the White House and work through his weekends. Are you kidding me? The man golfed more than anybody. He spent less time in the White House than the other president, and I don't think he worked a day in his life during his presidency, or any other time, frankly, but that's a whole other story. Intriguing indeed. Werewolves of London, Vintage, Warren Zevon, of course, that one for Petra, and started off our Ghost Train sandwich with Mark Collins' Ghost Train. See how we do that? Different song. Same title. It is the end of the Berkeley Show. Our Halloween, Election Day, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame mashup continues. Lots of music and musings along the way, including our unofficial unscientific listener surveys, favorite Halloween candy to give and receive, and also your favorite Halloween movies. On the candies, Sinsin says, Hershey bars. I give out the full-size ones. How about you? Yeah, I don't do that. I do give out more than one type. I pull out a bowl of a variety of fun sizes and let people take 2, 3, whatever they want, especially if they're very polite. The little kids are usually more polite than the older ones. But hopefully we're going to get people. We didn't have it last year, so we're hoping and we're raring to go. Shay says, milk duds. Dentists don't like it, but I do. Yeah, I hear you on that. You can pull something out, crowns, et cetera, from those. As far as the movies go, Fritz says, Alfred Hitchcock all the way. Psycho is my favorite. Yeah, among mine. I love all the Alfred Hitchcocks, and that is one of my favorites. I also like partial to the Omen series is kind of cool. I'm not real big on super-duper horror films, but some folks are, like Franny, who says, Halloween, they've got a new version coming out this year. Yeah, apparently it is. So good stuff indeed. And also coming around the corner, of course, we have Election Day. It's an off year, mostly local elections. but they're important too, of course. But the governor's races to watch. New Jersey looks pretty good for Phil Murphy, the incumbent so far. We'll see. But it's neck and neck in Virginia between Terry McAuliffe, the former governor and very, you know, enduring Democratic political operative, trying to get his old seat back against businessman newcomer Glenn Youngkin, who's trying to do everything he can to run against and also run with Trump. It's a difficult dance for sure. Trump has endorsed him like six or seven times, planning on having a teller rally. He's not going to actually come with him. He doesn't campaign with him, but he's been endorsing him, and he's going to try to rev up his troops this weekend. Interesting, Tim Miller, this young guy who is a Republican, or he was a Republican operative. He now works for the Bulwark and is very much anti-Trumper, but he worked for folks like Romney and Jeb Bush. He says that Youngkin is trying to be Romney in the streets and Trump in the sheets. So he's trying to appeal to both sides of the aisle. We'll see if he can pull it off. And he's playing the critical race theory card and banning books like Toni Morrison's Beloved. Can you imagine? I'm going to go with a copy of Toni Morrison's Beloved. That's what I'm going to do for Halloween. It's nuts. There's a woman, he's running an ad featuring a woman who said her son, back in 2013, a white high school student, after reading Beloved, which, you know, is a very intense book and does talk about the evils of slavery and beyond, had nightmares. Well, sorry, my nightmares, I read Toni Morrison. I mean, I've been inspired, awestruck, maybe as a writer a little intimidated by her quality of work, but I've never had nightmares because of the content of the book. I mean, come on. Talk about snowflakes and talk about politics and being something of, what shall we call it, a wicked game. Weigh in on the Amy Beth Erkley Show. Here's Chris Eisen.
Thing to do I see you shiver with anticipation.
Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the Monster Mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom at the vampire's feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the Monster Mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sound. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hound. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the Monster Mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on and flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the Monster Mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band. And my Monster Mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
You are a madman.
They say I'm mad. He's mad.
The man is mad.
Auntie, yes, fearless leader. Bring me ashes from the crematorium. Pour the hot water over it. Aha! Instant FIFO! Boy, is he nuts. They said it couldn't be done. They tried to tell me it couldn't be done. They were right. It can't be done. Avoid this man. They got to drop the net over him. Oh, loony! See, I told you it wouldn't hurt there.
But when your supporters hold a rally, where they pledge allegiance to a flag that was flown at the insurrection at the Capitol on January 6th. Hey, the biggest threat to our democracy in my lifetime. When you don't separate yourselves from them, when you don't think that's a problem, well, you know what? That's a problem. Either he actually believes in the same conspiracy theories that resulted in the mob, or he doesn't believe it, but he's willing to go along with it, to say or do anything to get elected. And maybe that's worse.
The Lincoln Project paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Come on down. sober. The sleepy brown wood seem to nod down their heads to the winter. Yellows and grays paint the sad skies today, and I wonder when you're coming home. Woke up one morning, the wind through the window reminded me winter was just round the bend. Somehow I just did not see it was coming. It took me by surprise again. And I hear you're in San Francisco, living with your sister who's a mother to me, and her husband's way down in Georgia, and I'm still in old Tennessee, wishing you'd come home to me. Life here is easy, I'm sure you recall how it's so warm and breezy in the summer and the fall. Upon me, and I've got no heat here, and I miss your fire so sweet. Dear, I miss your fire so sweet. And I hear you're in San Francisco, living with your sister who's a mother to me, and her husband's way down in Georgia.
My feet, I feel the sky tumbling. a-tumbling down, a-tumbling down, tumbling down.
Bill Ears moved to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Twice as nice for Carole King, already solidly in as a songwriter. She's finally getting her due as a performer this weekend in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. Congratulations, Carole. So well-deserved and overdue. And a pair of acts that a lot of folks think deserve a spot in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the late, great Dan Fogelberg with Old Tennessee, which was the site of an anti-vaccination conference last weekend. Keynote speakers were Roger Stone and Eric Trump, nary a medical degree between them. And by the way, Tennessee has one of the lowest vaccination rates in the country, I think logging in at about 34%, so you call that a super spreader event. Ouch, a doodle do. And wonderful group America, Dewey Bunnell, Jerry Beckley, and their late colleague Dan Peek. A lot of folks think they deserve a slot in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Every year we bring this up. It hasn't happened yet, but I think it should. And they're certainly enduring, for sure. The first band I saw as a little kid back in the 70s, and I've seen them a few times, had a chance to chat with Jerry and Dewey on the radio a few years back, and they are lovely guys, hardworking, and there's a portrait of Dorian Gray somewhere in their attic, too, because they look terrific after all these years. And a song called Old Virginia, that one I think from the Hearts album, all the way back. I have a whole bunch of those albums. They're durable, that's for sure. The covers look a little well-worn because I've played them so many times and moved them around. But Old Virginia, of course, Virginia in the crosshairs with the governor's race around the corner, neck and neck. Terry McAuliffe, the former governor and longtime political operative against Glenn Youngkin, playing that dance, as Obama pointed out in the Lincoln Project ad. He's with him. He's against him. He doesn't know what's going on. We'll see if that works. So far, it's neck and neck, 49% the latest poll for McAuliffe, 48% for Youngkin. That's called a toss-up, too close to call. And a lot of folks hinging on, as we talked about earlier, this whole issue of CRT, not taught in any schools throughout the country unless you're in law school. It's not an elementary, high school, middle school kind of thing, okay? So it's not happening, first of all, critical race theory. But also banning books and running on this whole, I don't know, white flight, white panic kind of thing. It's crazy, but it may be working. We'll see. Low info voters and all of that, as they say. Also, some Halloween treats in there for you. The Zany, circa 1958, and Mad Scientist. And a crowd pleaser for sure, Bobby Boris Pickett and the Monster Mash. Lots of folks, slew of folks wanted to hear that one, including Arlene, Pearlie, Sib, and Rick and Shay. A few other folks, if I didn't get to you, thank you so much for sending it in as your favorite. And we appreciate playing it for you, of course. Chris Isaak and Wicked Game. Politics is that, indeed. Wicked Game, well, when it comes to counting calories, I guess Halloween's a Wicked Game, too. Your favorite Halloween treats on the unofficial unscientific listener survey and your favorite Halloween movies are also up for grabs, as well as any other political chatter you might want to venture into. As far as candy goes, Edie says, I like Starburst and licorice, but most kids don't, so I get a variety, including M&Ms. You can't go wrong with M&M's, Evie, that's for sure. And Barlow says Hershey's, Milk Duds, licorice, and M&M's all the way. As far as movies go, Sonia says, I'm a Hitchcock person like you. Birds are the top of my list. And Jimmy says all the Halloweens, looking forward to the new one. Freddy Krueger, so says all the Freddy Kruegers, so says Mitch. All right, we got a variety there. Whatever be your pleasure, whatever be your poison. Endure and enjoy. There's other things going on in the Virginia race. Mason says the latest Washington Post poll says the results are pretty telling. Education is now the number one issue for Virginia voters in the governor race, edging out the economy. In September, education voters favored McAuliffe by 33 points, but now they tilt toward Youngkin by 9. Yeah, because of all those, as we said, all those aforementioned ads and nonsense about CRT. Low-info voters, you got to learn what you're going to do. And speaking of low-info voters, Sherry says, Fox News is deadly. Tucker Carlson is a danger to society. Yeah, he's got this special coming out. I saw the promo somebody sent me yesterday. I think it's going to be November 1st. They're trying to flip this whole January 6th thing around and dub it a false flag event. In other words, they're saying that Antifa, the FBI, anybody on the left wing was responsible when you have all these people pleading guilty and saying it's because Trump sent them. And you have the document. You know, the evidence from the video, we saw what happened that day, and also we saw what happened in the rally. We have this guy Eastman and his memo. We have Mo Brooks and Rudy Giuliani and Don Trump Jr., all these people rallying people up. How on earth do you believe this is a false flag event? But people believe what they want to believe, and that's very sad and very dangerous. That's more deadly and scarier than Halloween, if you know what I mean. But you'll feel better if you dive into the Inspiration to Action Challenge and reconnect with your inner artist. Folks are doing it, and it makes a lot of people feel happy, and I'm so happy when we can help. Jesse in Brooklyn, New York gets the shout-out, says, I've been listening to your show for a long time, have been doing the Inspiration Challenge for a while. Your journaling really does help, and guess what? It's working. I'm writing for sure and for real and also dabbling in painting, so thank you. Hey, you're welcome, Jesse. Please keep going and please keep us posted. Inspiration to Action, if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. You're also egging other folks on. On the other hand, you need a creative counseling conversation. Let's start one. We'll give you a push in the right direction. Reach out to me via the website, amybetharkawy.com, easy access via the Twitter feed, or just Google us and give me a couple of weeks to connect and we'll do it. Hey, while you're there, please peruse my stories. The Eliza Gordon Mysteries are up for grabs, and if you haven't delved into that trilogy yet, the first one, Killing Time, takes place around Halloween, so it's a good time to get it via Kindle or paperback via Cozy Cat Press. We have other goodies available, too, and a chance to chime in with guest suggestions, Big Story and Forgotten 45 requests. Yes, we have links to the podcast and social media connections. We call that one a one-stop creative shop at the website, amybetharkawy.com. It's time to check out a parade. They're having it again this year with the great late Sweet Lou Reed.
Just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park. And then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo. Then later, a movie too, and then home. Oh. Weekenders on our own, it's such fun. Just a perfect day. You made me forget myself. I thought I was someone else, someone good.
You are some kind of freaky. strange noises coming from a house on the hill. So I crept up through the window and looked over the sill. My heart almost stopped, I nearly died of fright. By the dim candlelight I saw the strangest sight. There was Frankenstein and Dracula and Wolfman too, dancing with some zombies, what a ghastly crew. Viola the vampire was doing the bop, and everything was rocking at the monster pop. Crazy witch doctor was dancing with a ghoul. The organ was playing, but no one was there. And the headless horseman was combing his hair. There was Frankenstein and Dracula and Wolfman too, dancing with the zombies, what a ghastly crew. The old vampire was doing the pop, and everything was rocking at the monster pop. Up on the hill, the night I saw the monsters dancing, ooh, what a thrill. The wind did howl, the night was black, I nearly lost my mind, I'm never ever going back. There was Frankenstein and Dracula and Wolfman too, dancing with some zombies, what a ghastly crew. Viola the vampire was doing the bop, and everything was rocking at the monster's hop.
and spend the night if you think I should.
Ben Thorngren, Todd Rundgren, the singer, songwriter, producer, finally getting his due. It's overdue. He's getting in this weekend as well. Also, Only in America, Jay and the Americans, a tip in the hat to Jay Black, who passed away this week at the age of 82. A song, by the way, written by Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil, who celebrated her 81st birthday this week. So some enduring favorites indeed. And a Halloween one-hit wonder for game show host Bert Convy, The Monster's Hop, a special request for Madeline. Thanks for chiming in. And Perfect Day from Lou Reed. We were supposed to hear his classic Halloween Parade. Our producer Trudy Hart is tearing her hair out. But you know what, Trudy? Don't worry about it because it is a perfect day. We had our Halloween collides with Election Day, collides with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction weekend mashup. And you know what? I think we pulled it off pretty darn well. So indeed, enjoy. And by the way, folks, please take it easy out there for Halloween. Do the right thing. Anybody else on the before we sashay out of here? On the social media in terms of goodies. Will says Hershey bars, M&M's all the way. Milky Way and Snickers for Brian. As far as movies go, Donna says, what about the Texas Chainsaw Massacre? Yeah, what about it, Donna? And Eric says, I'm with you, Psycho and all the Hitchcocks. All right, there we go. Anybody else on the there's some news breaking about the Virginia race, Virginia governor's race. Apparently Fox News has put out a poll that says Youngkin has pulled ahead 49% to 46%, but Jimmy says that poll for Glenn Youngkin is as real as Trump's hair, but I'm glad it's out. Perhaps it will abate any conspiracy from the voters. So interesting. Get out and vote and do your thing. Rita says they're getting ready to call it a stolen election again on Fox News. Don't believe it. Low-info voters can't win if everybody who really wants to have change votes. Yeah, well, you got to gin up the base. Democrats, get out there and do what you can. We'll see what happens. In the meantime, please thank you so much to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML headquarters for keeping us moving, and thank you for joining us. Please drive safe, play nice, dream big, wear your mask when you have to, and give out candy if you can, and of course, get vaxxed if you possibly can. And don't forget, we're all watching you because it's still the season of the witch. We'll leave you with Donovan. Come back and see us. I'm Amy Beth Arkowitz here. I love you all.
When I look out my window, many sights to see. And when I look in my window, so many different people to be. That it's strange, so strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. Mm-hmm.
think I see some other cat looking over his shoulder at me, and he's strange. Sure is strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch, yeah. Beatniks out to make it rich. Oh no, must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch, yeah. Must be the season of the witch.
In my window.